And we're continuing now with our reading of anti-systemic movements. We're reading in the chapter, The Liberation of Class Struggle. Continuing. The structuring and restructuring of the world economy in the period of U.S. hegemony has been affected in large part by the successes of the national liberation movements. And that's my interjecting dense. We would have to take some time to unpack that, huh? Continuing. Successes that have hinged in part on the United States becoming hegemonic and have in turn, up to a point, actually furthered that hegemony. And a brief interjection. Please check out the Giovanni Arrighi excerpt of his article that I put up on that page. It has more to say on this. Cuba and have in turn up to a point actually furthered that hegemony. Cuba and Vietnam to the seeming contrary, notwithstanding. Three aspects of that continuing change largely delimit at present both the spaces into which the class struggle as world scale organizing process is moving, and the enclosing, fragmenting counter processes that have worked to prevent any uniting of the workers of the world. Fundamental to the forming of the world labor force, or in Lenin's sense, to the socialization of production, hence of the proletariat of the world. And my interjection here, recall just a year earlier, at the conclusion of their chapter 2, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements, our good three presented us with a very pregnant confluence of issues as part of their efforts to help our feet find the right path to our freedom. They wrote then, where then are we? We are massively, seriously in urgent need of reconstructing the strategy, perhaps the ideology, perhaps the organizational structure of the family of world anti-systemic movements, if we are to cope effectively with the real dilemmas before which we are placed, as the stateness of states and the capitalist nature of capitalism grow at an incredible pace. We know this creates objective contradictions for the system as such, and for the managers of the status quo, but it creates dilemmas for the anti-systemic movements, almost as grave. Thus, we cannot count on the automaticity of progress. Thus, we cannot abandon critical analysis of our real historical alternatives. And that was from the closing paragraph of chapter 2 of Anti-Systemic Movements, Dilemmas of Anti-Systemic Movements. And Giovanni Arrighi, in that Giovanni Arrighi excerpt, he has something to say on that as well. So that was a year ago. Nonetheless, despite those words, a year on, we are still, we the people, being referred to as the world labor force. And our formation in unity as the socialization of production. Are we at the point yet when we can clearly see that language is the problem precisely? That language controls the way we think. And that when not self-made, our language, by we commoners, by, of, and for the people, language becomes mind chains produced by the po-drunks, those pitiful, power-drunk few. Plato's tribesmen, to keep us from waking up